do this every single morning, brought to you by Campbellsville University.
So one of the best parts of shopping at Costco, and you should know this, you shop there, arguably the sample stations, right? The snacks.
Yeah.
Well, since the pandemic hit, they've had to, you know, shut those down.
Right.
So a user on Reddit posted about how his young daughter was telling him how much she missed going to and eating the samples at Costco when they were driving by. So he said, what do you do when you can't bring your kid to Costco? You bring Costco to your kid.
Yeah.
So they posted this fantastic video of them setting up Costco sampling stations at their house. And I mean, they went all in. So in the video, the daughter walks in, mom goes, Costco card? So she flashes a plastic card, right? And then it gets to the good part. Hello, young lady. Would you like to try some gluten-free chicken nuggets?
Oh.
Of course she does. Dad's wearing the apron, the gloves, the visor, sitting behind a table marked with the replica Costco price sign, right? Mm-hmm. It's cute. She walks away, but then he delivers the best line. They're gluten-free snacks, so if you're interested in purchasing them, they're located in the freezer.
Yes.
The commitment did not stop there. It goes on. She heads by various sample tables, a bunch more items, each time getting a cupcake liner full of a different snack, just like in the store. I mean, these parents are winning. I'll tweet out the video. You need to see the entire thing. It's
cool.
Adorable. She's adorable. All of it's adorable at Ben and Kelly Show.
Setting the bar, small examples of what not to do. We do these to set the bar very low for you, right?
Yeah, small hurdle you can jump over successfully.
Sure. If you can manage to make it through the day without, oh, I don't know, fleeing from police because you, quote, always go to jail when stopped by police, you're doing okay.
Hey, how about we stop breaking the law?
Well, then there's that. To Oregon we go, where we're going to introduce you to 35-year-old Richard Lee Grigsby.
Oh, yeah. From his mugshot, he kind of looks like he's a habitual offender.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of glasses. He's wearing the old goatee. His hair's parted right down the middle.
It's clearly not his first rodeo.
Yeah, he's on his motorcycle. And so cops, since he's going at a high rate of speed, try to pull him over.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. A couple minutes later, because he had passed a cop and the cop was like, whoa, he's going way too fast. So he initially got away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And so obviously you're not going to get away from the police.
No.
Caught up to him, pulled him over. They were like, yo, buddy. Yeah. And this is after even a foot chase and a canine unit.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, like Richard was really not trying to get caught.
And that just makes it worse.
Because
then the foot chase and the canine,
right.
That just piles it on.
Yeah, and then the police are sitting there going, yeah, you're not going to get away from us, buddy.
Right.
And so finally, when they do catch up to him, he told the police, well, I ran because, quote, I always go to jail when I'm stopped by the police.
Well, yeah. So, hey, here's the thing. Don't stop doing the things that get you pulled over.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Richard, yeah. Can we call you Dick?
Yeah, sure. Dick Lee.
Dick Lee.
Dick Lee Grigsby. Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without running from police because you always go to jail when you're stopped by police, you're doing okay.
All right. Let's stop breaking the law, and then maybe we don't have to worry about that.
Hey, there you go.
Okay.
All right, that's Set of the Bar, guys. Every single hour we do this, brought to you by Campbellsville University, Kelly K.
So there's another trending hashtag on TikTok, hashtag baby and egg.
Oh, okay.
And it's kind of amazing. So all parents kind of know when you hand something to a baby or a toddler, chances are they're going to throw it.
Sure.
They're just going to chuck it. That's what they do. It's not their fault. Throwing things is fun. And to be fair, it's a good way to kind of develop those motor skills, right?
Right.
Well, there's mom on TikTok heard that if you give a baby an egg, they will instinctually be gentle with it.
Really?
So, like any mom of the internet, she says, I know I'm going to try it. I'm going to video it and post it because it was adorable and unexpected. Turns out, most babies will be gentle with a raw egg in their hand. As expected, so many other people started doing it. They're like, it made it their best friend.
Really?
Yeah, it's like the babies are like, oh, I am going to love it. I am going to call it George.
I am going to hug and kiss it. That's funny.
So if you want to check out more of these, we'll tweet out an article that shows a bunch of them. But you can just go on hashtag baby and egg on Twitter or at TikTok and watch a whole bunch of videos.
Oh, good.
Adorable.
There you go.
Yeah. So there you go. It's feel good.
All right. So, you know, those face masks, vital, vital right now.
Yes.
Well, clinical social worker and therapist Mindy Vincent, she kind of went viral because of the mask that she wore and posted to Facebook.
So it had a design on it? There's a lot of people that are wearing masks that have cute little designs and made out of like fabric and stuff?
Yeah.
First of all, I'm so overwhelmed by the response and how many people have shared my post.
Yeah, so this is her just kind of responding to all the attention on Facebook.
A lot of people like it.
Yeah.
It's like over 150,000 people because I love these masks. I think they are hilarious. Mm-hmm. I needed some kind of face protection for my staff. And these were the ones that said they were going to get here the fastest. And they came from China and it took them like a month to get here. They were supposed to be here like 2 weeks ago. So I made this post.
Yeah, so she made the post. So she, you know, realized that she was going to need some face masks. So she's like, we're going to get some face masks. Those were the ones that were like, hey, we can get them there the quickest.
Speediest, right, yes.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. When I got them to show, I had finally got them and I thought they were so funny. And then they went viral.
Yeah, and so you're like, okay, what's so funny about these face masks?
And I wanted to just say, you know, so many people just don't have a very good sense of humor these days. And
okay, so it's obviously maybe a joke.
Okay.
Maybe some sort of joke, maybe some sort of like a knock-knock joke or something.
Knock-knock joke.
I just love that there are at least 150,000 people in the world that would also be willing to wear dicks on their face out in public.
Did she say what I think she did?
It's the wiener face mask.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a bunch of wieners.
Yeah, it's just little, wow. This would be like if you were having a bachelorette party in quarantine times.
Yeah, absolutely. You'd wear this mask. You'd wear that mask out, right, for sure. Okay. So obviously it's some wiener fabric that was fashioned to make wiener face masks.
All right.
And she's like, hey, you know what? I know when someone tells me that when my mask has wieners on it that they're too close.
Okay.
And so I say, you know what?
You know,
you can back up.
Not a safe distance.
You're not socially distant. If you can tell that I got wieners on my face,
you need
to back up off me.
Okay.
No, there you go.
Yeah, because they're kind of small. There's like a lot of them. So at first glance,
Kelly,
probably need to get closer to see what they are.
It is not the size.
Right.
Can we please just?
We don't say it's not the size, it's quantity, do we? No, we don't say that either. That's not what we say.
It's how you wear it.
It's how you wear it.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, and sports action.
Sports.
I enjoy giving sports information, and you'll have to bear with me because it is.
Is this a little bit of a stretch?
It is kind of a stretch.
Okay.
In the sense that it's not necessarily about a team or any sort of sport.
Like relaunching, coming back?
Specifically.
Okay.
It's just an app, really.
An app?
So,
sports app?
Right, hang on. So, you know how there are a lot of talk about when sports do return full-fledged. That it's going to be without fans.
Yeah, which is going to be weird to kind of watch, like especially football
and
stuff like that.
And they've talked about, you know, piping in fan noise, you know, just like on a track, you know, just so there's some sort of something that you hear.
Okay.
But now there's an app that apparently you can be a part of in-stadium action by cheering into this app. Sending it along, and they will pipe that in along with all the other people who are cheering along in this app.
So you can participate in the game as you're watching it through this app, like cheering or booing, either way.
Yeah.
Whether you agree, disagree, what's happening?
So I guess they get played through the speakers in the stadium, giving the players a realistic feel in the field. So yeah, I mean, I guess that could be something. So, you know, if you're not liking something, I guess you could yell, you suck.
Great.
Send that over and hear that there in the stadium, just like if you were there in real life.
That would be amazing if there was only like two people that are sending in stuff on the app, right?
Right, very.
No, it's the only ones that you hear.
Hey, you suck! So,
all right.
Yeah.
I'm curious, is this an app that you might consider, because you like to watch the sports?
I do.
Is this going to enhance the sports watching experience in this new normal for you?
I mean, maybe. That might be a kind of a cool take on, you know, watching sports, knowing that when you send this in, they'll be able to maybe hear what you had to say.
And you might make it on TV like that.
Maybe.
Oh, ooh. can you, will it show your picture? Like, can you?
I don't know. Does the app say that?
I don't know.
I was just kind of scrolling through. I don't know.
That would be kind of great.
So but you this
could,
app.
They could flash your picture up on right. the TV screen.
Ben
while they
says they suck.
Hear your reaction.
Right. So anyways, sports, like I said, it was a stretch. You had to kind of go with me on this, but apparently, according to this app, you could cheer, boo, hip, hip, hooray, or yell, you suck. And they could actually hear it live.
Super curious to see if this thing's going to take off.
Yeah, there you go. That's sports! Feel good. Do these every single hour. Brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
So you've heard of the Love Shack, right?
There was heard of it.
Song way back when. How long ago was that?
Yeah, it was probably a over 30 years ago.
Time, but still great.
Okay.
Right? And now we got the Marriage Hut.
Yeah, okay.
So one thing, you know, I think the world is getting pretty good at is improvising lately. When things, you know, have to be changed, they don't go your way. And that's exactly what the San Diego County Clerk's Office did when it ran into a problem. The pandemic meant that the public was no longer allowed inside their offices.
Mm-hmm.
So San Diego County Assessor, Recorder, and Clerk Ernie Dronenberg said he felt his office had to keep that commitment.
We had 1,600 people that had reservations to get married. And then the coronavirus shuts us down. And so I turned to myself, look, we committed to these people.
Perfect.
And they said, what about this? This available snack shop that's not being used. It's a snack shop. And it looks like a hut, like a pizza hut or something like that. We call it the Marriage Hut.
We made an appointment. Here we are.
Feel happy. Feel great. Yeah.
I give you this ring.
We've seen over 1,000 couples.
Yeah, our original wedding was canceled due to COVID. But we decided to do it anyways.
So this is just as good a time as any.
I was worried it was going to feel like you're at the DMV where it's just kind of processing through a line of people. Wow. But they were very personable. They made it special.
Okay.
Yeah, so they just, they dress up.
Yeah.
A lot of them wear masks. They walk up to the hut where they have like an officiant behind the window, kind of walking the through thing. They have family and friends kind of standing on the sidewalk, wearing their masks and taking pictures and all the things. It's adorable.
Look at
and
that.
I'll tell you, Ernie himself is a character. So you can see the entire video, see their what they're doing there. And it looks like they're going to keep this open for at least a couple more months. And now Orange County's kind of taking their lead and they're doing something similar. So it's a great idea, the Marriage Hut.
There you go.
You can still get married and still do it in a safe, socially distant way. We'll tweet that out at Ben and Kelly Show.
Ben and Kelly Show.
Now with there being quarantine and a lot of people are not going out, right?
Right.
There are some benefits to this. And we've seen, you know, especially the videos of the canals in Venice, Italy. They're finally clear and dolphins have returned. And
that's wonderful.
I know. In LA, it's experiencing some of its best weather and air quality in decades.
Wow.
Because people aren't commuting. People aren't going out, right? And so there's some more good news, some good panda news to report. The coronavirus lockdown helped out Ying Ying and Li Li. They're two Chinese pandas.
At the Hong Kong Zoo.
Yeah, which they have been trying to get Ying Ying and Li Li to conceive for about 10 years.
Oh, wow. And it's been a decade-long romance in the making.
Right.
Okay.
But see, the zoo had been open that entire time.
Yeah.
And so, you know, thousands and thousands of people would go and they'd go and watch. And apparently that wasn't the right atmosphere.
Okay. So they were a little shy. Like, you got all these prying eyes on us. We're not doing all that.
So, Kelly, you're asking, I'm sure, well, what is the good panda news?
What's the update? What's the update for Ying Ying and Li Li? What happened?
Well, the Randy Twosome caught on camera.
Listen.
They had a moment.
When they've had 10 years of tension.
10 years of tension.
Pent up. I bet it was magical.
You want to hear what it sounded like?
That,
my friends, is the sound of pandas mating.
That's panda happiness right there.
Wow. I mean, pandas are are big animals, and that was not what I expected.
No, that's not what I expected.
However,
either. Was that more him or her?
I don't know.
All right.
However, okay. that was a happy sound.
That was
it not?
Happy sound. It's a 10 years in the making sound.
That is 10 years of tension. That is. Finally come through.
I'm so happy for them. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. That's such great news.
I think my favorite part of the whole thing is this. The...
They found their mojo.
So
wonderful.
I mean, the dolphins have returned to Venice, Italy. The air quality is better in L.A.
This is a sign of good things to come.
And Ying Ying and Li Li have finally found each other.
It's their special time. Okay. That's great news. A slow clap.
Yes.
Slow clap.
Yes.
For the panda couple at the Hong Kong Zoo.
Kathy texted and said, the pandas sound like a car that won't start.
A little bit. Yeah, they do a little. Those nervous laughers,
To Australia we go for a setting the bar story.
Crikey.
All right. This one is involved.
Okay.
This setting the bar story is involved.
So we're going on a journey, right, mate?
Right.
All right.
If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to carry out a home invasion fantasy...
Oh, like sassy fantasy.
On the wrong house.
Oh, oopsie. Oh, oops. Oh,
you're
oops.
Doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Crikey's right.
Crikey.
So, here's the thing. Terrence.
Oh, Terrence.
Terrence is our guy.
He
sounds
sassy.
Now, listen. No, Terrence is the guy who's going to fulfill the fantasy of... A dude in Australia who had hired for about $3,000.
Okay, someone... so he was working. Terrence is working.
Yeah, Terrence is the working guy.
Okay, got ya.
So some guy hired Terrence and another guy on Facebook for about $3,000 to come tie him up and have a broom handle rubbed around his underwear.
Oh, okay. A broom handle?
This was a fantasy of this guy's.
All right.
All right. So.
Except who did he surprise?
So here's the thing. Terrence got the call and he's like, all right, $3,000. I can do that. So he drives down the street to a house, goes in, surprises the other guy's neighbor.
Oh, yeah. Didn't even knock.
No,
it's a home invasion.
No. It's a home invasion fantasy.
He's just going in.
He's going in.
He's
so,
going in.
His neighbor wakes up to see Terrence and his boy holding machetes and ready to pounce on this home invasion fantasy.
This unsuspecting man.
Yeah, and so then, you know, they're like, you know, the guy's like, what are you doing here? And they're like, well, we're here for whatever, blah, blah, blah. And
then you hired us, remember?
And then they found out that, oh, wrong. And so Terrence was like, sorry, mate.
And
he left.
Did he find the right house?
That is a good question.
I mean, I
gotta
know that.
Because police were called.
Well, yes. I could see that.
Right.
It's a logical next move for the homeowner.
Made it to the actual guy who had the fantasy to start with's place.
Okay.
But a judge ended up just ruling on it and was like, you know what? No harm, no foul.
Just a little mistaken address.
No crime.
No harm, no foul.
No criminal intent. He didn't break in thinking that he was going to rob you.
No.
He was thinking he was going to fulfill your ever fantasy.
Wow, $3,000.
Yeah.
That is a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like, I could fake attack someone for $3,000.
Could you?
I'd say I probably could.
Would you rub a broom handle on...
Probably not that.
Would you? Okay. See?
Yeah.
See?
I'd walk in the door, though, and be like,
okay,
stick them up.
I'm here. So like I said, this was involved.
It was involved.
You're setting the bar.
That is a story.
Taking us to Australia, down under.
Wow.
Where if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to fulfill some home invasion fantasy on the wrong house, you're doing okay.
That is one line of work where you gotta pay attention to the details.
Yeah. That's setting the bar. Brought to you by Campbellsville University, Kelly Kay.
So one newlywed kind of recently got on TikTok and revealed that her mom wore a white gown, like a wedding dress, to her wedding.
Oh, okay.
So the bride was kind of like laughing it off, like, hey, my mom kind of looks like more of a bride than I do.
Sure.
And it's pretty amazing. So Jane Lou, she's the bride, and she tied the knot last October. And then she just kind of explained what happened in this viral TikTok moment. So far, it's been viewed like 1.3 million times.
Just went to look at my mom's dress.
She's bought a bridal dress.
What bridal am I?
Wow.
Is your mom remarrying Fred? Like, is she redoing her vows?
Oh, yeah. A little snort. I mean, that's frowned upon, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you don't wear white to a wedding.
Just don't wear white at all. Yeah. But, I mean, let alone, so the bride's dress was very simple. Like, it was looks like a silk kind of a gown. And then mom's was all, like, lacy and, like, way more bridally. And it's so good that she had a great sense of humor about it. She did this, like, little flip book of all of these pictures of her mom, like, giving toasts and having a ball at the wedding, looking like way more of a bride than she did. She looked beautiful, too, so. We'll tweet out that story. You can see it. It's a really adorable way to handle the situation. Some brides could turn into like a big bridezilla make it a thing. She didn't make it a thing. It was really hilarious. So there you go. At Ben and Kelly Show. We'll tweet it out.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Remember, the 5K for Kids is coming up June 27th. It all benefits the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Kentuckiana, brought to you by Pet Suites. And you can register $25. Portion of that, like I said, goes to benefit the Ronald McDonald House Charities.
Get in early, though, because we got to cap it for social distancing.
Yeah, for sure. So WDGX.com, click events, get in on that. Campbellsville University, Louisville, Frank Oddie Nursery, Superstore on Bardstown Road, in on it as well. So we'd love to see you participate in a safe way on the 5K for Kids there with 99.7 DJX. All right, let's get your feel good. Do this every single morning, brought to you by Campbellsville University.
So one of the best parts of shopping at Costco, and you should know this, you shop there, arguably the sample stations, right? The snacks.
Yeah.
Well, since the pandemic hit, they've had to, you know, shut those down.
Right.
So a user on Reddit posted about how his young daughter was telling him how much she missed going to and eating the samples at Costco when they were driving by. So he says, what do you do when you can't bring your kid to Costco? You bring Costco to your kid.
Yeah.
So they posted this fantastic video of them setting up Costco sampling stations at their house. And I mean, they went all in. So in the video, the daughter walks in. Mom goes, Costco card? So she flashes a plastic card, right? And then it gets to the good part. Hello, young lady. Would you like to try some gluten-free chicken nuggets?
Oh.
Of course she does. Dad's wearing the apron, the gloves, the visor, sitting behind a table marked with the replica Costco price sign, right? Mm-hmm. It's cute. She walks away, but then he delivers the best line. They're gluten-free snacks. If you're interested in purchasing them, they're located in the freezer. The commitment did not stop there. It goes on. She heads by various sample tables, a bunch more items, each time getting a cupcake liner full of a different snack, just like in the store. I mean, these parents are winning. I'll tweet out the video. You need to see the entire thing. It's
cool.
Adorable. She's adorable. All of it's adorable at Ben and Kelly Show.
I promised you two Australian stories, right?
Uh-huh.
You sure did. Two Australian setting the bar stories. So let's go back to Australia for this.
Okay.
Setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without, I don't know, stopping on your jog to drop a number two in the community garden, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
So this jogger in Australia was caught on security camera nonchalantly putting his drink down, walking over to the community garden, dropping trowel, and popping a squat.
You're kidding. That is so disgusting.
Crikey!
And so the person who owns the community garden, Shane, he actually posted on like their community page, to top my crap morning off, some dirty old bastard Hashtag poo jogger pooed in my freshly planted garden. Sorry, that's not really an Australian accent.
It's not,
accent.
But I enjoyed it.
Sorry,
nonetheless.
Yeah. So anyways, he also decided that it was horrible because he didn't wash his hands. I mean, the jogger, I mean, I don't know if they have running water next to that community garden or not, but...
Well, there was a public toilet apparently across the street.
See, again, maybe the jogger was thinking I could either go to the public toilet or I could help fertilize these plants.
That's what it was. They love nature.
Nature. Nature lovers.
Nature calls.
When nature calls.
So did they find out who this dude was?
Well, no, there is... there have been several of these joggers or quote poo joggers
really
in recent history, especially there in Australia. One of them turned out to be some bigwig CEO. But no, this guy hasn't been found yet.
Okay. So he's still on the lam. Gotcha. All right.
All right.
Wow. There's habitual poo jog. Well, you're a runner. Yeah. Have you ever had to do that? It's hit you. You're nowhere near a restroom
of
any kind.
I will say no, not to me, but someone I know has. It doesn't matter how often she goes beforehand.
Uh huh.
Mid run, she has to find a porta potty or something.
Has she ever failed at finding the porta potty?
That's
and
a
just
good question.
Had to do the nature
if she has, she hasn't told me.
Okay. This I wouldn't either.
Yeah, this is
I wouldn't admit that.
This isn't anybody related to me, by the way.
Okay.
So, all right.
All right, that's good. Your family thanks you.
Yeah, thank you. So anyways, side of the bar, small example of what not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without, I don't know, on your morning jog, you know, fertilizing the community garden with nature's fertilizer, then you're doing okay.
Crikey!
Crikey!